Piano Lesson 1, Basic Piano Theory. Live from Tornado Alley, this is the Strings and Keys Academy podcast with your instructor, Daniel Chavez. A pleasant morning to everyone, and welcome to the Strings and Keys Academy podcast. Thank you so much for either downloading this podcast or listening to it on the web. My name is Daniel Chavez, and the goal of this podcast is to teach musicians the fundamentals of both piano and bass guitar. This podcast will be divided into two. This first podcast series will be about piano, while the second podcast series will be about bass guitar. I have decided to do this podcast both in episode format. This makes it easier so that you can go episode by episode and listen to whichever episode you may have been at the time or have started on and want to finish. If you have any podcast suggestions or ideas, see the contact information at the end of this podcast. A little bit about me. My name is Daniel Chavez, like I had stated. I started playing piano when I was 2 years old and have been playing ever since. I graduated to playing bass in a jazz band for a blind school in Florida as a backup bassist and then lead bassist, and have been playing ever since 2004. Piano has been my lead, but I also have doubled on bass as required. I've also played in a folk band, although the folk band was just piano-wise. We've done many concerts, and I also have had the wonderful privilege of working with vocalists and non-vocalists alike. I play by ear, meaning that I have what they call perfect or relative pitch. I believe the term is actually relative pitch, I think, but either way, a lot of people have referred it to either perfect pitch or whatever. Basically, that means that somebody with this ability is able to tell notation without having to guess. This is annoying in a way, because just about everything has notation. Fluorescent lights, fridges, amps, and other such mundane things. Now, perfect pitch is not something that everyone is born with. Very few percentage of people in the world have perfect pitch. I believe about 6 or 7% of people, maybe less. You can train your ear, but it's harder if you're not used to that ability or don't have it. And like I said, you're either born with it or not. So unfortunately for me, I was born with it. How I learned to play piano was basically my brother, when I was about 2, he bought me a toy keyboard, showed me where the notation was, and I believe, if I remember right, he played a few notes and, hey, well, this is what this sounds like, and everything else. So basically, I was self-taught, but also took a few lessons in the blind school, I believe it was in 2004. That lasted for about 6 months, and, well, I got bored. I'm one of those people whom I love to just do things on my own. So because of my curse or gift, whichever you want to call it, I'm able to actually play different genres and adapt as needed. Sometimes it takes me a while to adapt, but I manage somehow. Now, I will admit that we will not be going over like finger techniques or anything in this podcast, only because I am not that good at that. Now, a lot of piano teachers would scoff at that and say, well, why is he trying to teach when he's not even trying to go over the methods of placing fingers and stuff how it's supposed to go. That's because I choose to teach that way. Now, if this loses listeners because of that, well, my goal was to teach, and that's that. Anyway, moving on. This first episode will focus on octaves for piano, what type of pianos, and your first major scale. Now, during the next episode, I will probably be implementing the actual scale that we talked about in this episode. Future episodes will go over scales and different songs that possibly could be played and everything else, but for now, we'll focus on this episode. To start, what is an octave? An octave is defined as a letter name combination. The highest note is double the frequency of the lowest. In this case, when we refer to an octave, we mean the distance between two notes to get to the same notation. So in an octave, basically, you have a low and a high note. In this case, we'll focus on C major. So the higher C is the double notation of the low C. That's considered an octave. Now, scale-wise, when we talk about scales, your Western scale, which means like American music and whatnot, has seven notations with the exception of a few. We'll focus on the main primary seven-note scale. The most standardized is C. You have several notations in C, which would be C, D, E, F, G, A, and B. Now, these are not what you call minors or anything. They're just notation. C, D, E, F, G, A, B. So that would be your seven notation. Now, you have differences between major and minor. This is considered C major. Now, when you talk about pianos, your 88 key has 52 white, 36 black. And I'm sure that the other ones you could probably figure out the math or look up somehow. But that's your standard piano, 88 key, 52 white and 36 black. Why that is unknown, but that's just how your standard piano is. And that's how pianos are derived. So if you get like a 61, they subtract from there pretty much. Now, when you are thinking of buying a piano or keyboard, determine what you will use this piano or keyboard for. One of the things that you could use it for is learning, especially with a 61. A 61 might be more cost efficient, but also would fit better in a tinier space versus an 88 or 76. There's nothing wrong with getting a 61 key. You could play quite a bit with a 61 key keyboard. I have one myself and quite proud of it. Now, I do wish secretly to get an 88 at some point, but unfortunately space doesn't permit. And, well, that's that. So, in any case, it's important that when you focus on your scale, that you play it with practiced ease, meaning to say that you pick a pace, not too fast, not too slow, but like a medium speed. Then make sure that you play as often as you can every day to practice the same scale. If you get it enough, you should be able to play it practically in your sleep. Now, the best way to know, excluding in your sleep, that you have it, is that you play it without messing up. Now, in that regard, it's okay to mess up on notation, but just keep going. That's what I've been told by everybody else who are fellow musicians like myself, or music teachers, or conductors, or directors. As long as you keep going, nobody generally notices. It's when you stop and freeze up that people probably notice. So, in this regard, if you're practicing your scales, continue practicing daily and practice until you think that you have it. Now, a note for these lessons. These lessons don't need to be completed by a certain time. These lessons are paced lessons, meaning that you go at your own pace. Whenever you get the concept is when you get the concept. However, you're always able to reach out to me directly with any questions, no matter what. I hope that this has given you some context as to how piano works and your first major scale. Like I said, in the next lesson, I will go over the C scale so that you can hear what it sounds like. But this podcast is an initial test and pilot, as you, I guess, would want to put it. So hopefully by me introducing you to piano and at least giving you some insight to it, this has helped you. And hopefully you will make a decision to play either piano or bass, whichever, or both. And I hope by me doing this podcast, it'll benefit anyone and everyone in learning awesome music. From Oklahoma, thank you so much for listening. And again, this is your instructor, Daniel Chavez, and I will be back for another podcast on Sunday. Have a great day. Goodbye now. Podcast contact information. If you would like to email the author of this podcast, please email webmaster@dchavezmusic.us with any questions you might have. For podcast suggestions, email webmaster@dchavezmusic.us with subject podcast suggestion. I will try to implement the podcast suggestion as soon as possible. You may listen to podcast lessons every week, Sundays, at dchavezmusic.us. Thank you for listening.